Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Hi, Hector. For birds, yeah. What were you wanting to know? Sorry, we got Vanessa here. Yes, what were you wanting to know? Yes, yeah. Well, we've definitely got the vets here. We've got Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Brock, who both deal with birds every day. Two people, that's right. Yep. No, Dr. Vanessa has opened up her own practice here. She used to work at Brighton, and so did I, and so did Brock many years ago as well. So, yep, no, we definitely know all the birds there. Yeah, so you'd be looking at 170 for the consultation, and depending on what we're seeing your bird for, if it requires any medications or treatment, that's additional to the consultation. Mm-hmm. Certainly. What's going on with your bird that's concerning you? Super Lauren? Yep. As in the implant or the actual hormone injections? Okay. Yep, so the implant lasts either 6 or 12 months. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the implant, yeah, is the costly part. It does. What type of bird do you have? Is it a cockatoo or is it a soft? Yeah, so that does need to be done under a short anaesthetic because we have to implant it into the pectoral muscle. So there's a short anaesthetic and also the implant, depending on what size implant they place in. As I said, it can be a 6 month or a 12 month. But yeah, with the consult as well, yeah, you are looking up towards that amount, depending on what size implant, as I said. Yeah, we don't do that here. We would still need to do it under an anaesthetic. I think I went away to get the answer for you. Did you phone yesterday? Yeah, I came back to get you on the phone and you must have hung up or our phone cut out or something. So, yeah, the doctor won't do a script or anything for that to get online. It will be done here in the practice. No, they won't do that. I asked her specifically and she said no, they would be done in practice here. She wouldn't be releasing a script to be done to get elsewhere. Yeah, no, I did ask her specifically. She owns the practice and stuff and she said no, she wouldn't do it that way. It is done here at the practice under an anaesthetic. Yeah. Yeah, I've just asked her and that's what she will do here. Do the implant here. We'll have the implant here and also the anaesthetic and the consult. What implant has she done have they done in the past? Is it a 12-month one or a 6-month one? So it is a 12-month one. like if we are needing it every year, like that's why they have the consult. They could discuss other options for you, but I'm just working it out now for you. The estimate. Yeah, I can't give you an estimate or what's happened over there. Yeah, we weren't there, so but I can let you know you'd be looking like for the implant, the 12-month implant, the short anesthetic, and the consult. You'd be looking at around about the 640 mark. That's the Super Lauren implant, the short anaesthetic, and the consult as well. So yeah, it'll be about the 640 mark. Yeah, so that's if they use a 12-month implant. No, and as I said, that they discuss things. It's potentially going to be that one there, the 12-month one. But as I said, like if it's going to be every year, they could potentially talk about other options. But that would be done within a consultation. That's providing they don't find anything on that requires medications or anything. But yeah. So that yeah, that's the 6 month. The 12 month Super Lauren, the short anaesthetic to implant it, and also the consultation. Yes. Yeah, yeah. That was a 12-month Super Lauren implant, the short anaesthetic, and the consultation. Well, that it just depends whether or not they find anything on examination that requires medication. But yeah, if it's everything goes well and to plan, and they go ahead to do the Super Lauren. Yeah, you'd be looking at, yeah, and that's quoting on the 12-month one. Yeah. Yeah, so, well, obviously, a short anaesthetic to place, it's only a short procedure to place a Super Lauren implant. Obviously, if we do, like, a surgical procedure, there's a lot longer procedure, so there's a costing just for a short anaesthetic, which is under 15 minutes, which is what this one would be. Mhm. Yep, and was that done at Murrumba Downs, did you say, or it was? Yep. Okay, yep. Yeah. Sorry? We opened the practice 3 years ago. Oh, they're both really good. Like Dr. Vanessa owns the practice, and Dr. Brock's just received his memberships in Avian Health and Surgery. So they're both really good vets. Yeah, no, definitely. And I understand where you're coming from. But yeah, that's why we'll do the health check first and make sure she's in good health before we would look at putting her under the anaesthetic to have the implant done. The consultation's 170. So that was included in that cost that I gave you, the anaesthetic, the Supralorin, and the short anaesthetic. The estimate that I gave you of 640, yep. So it was consultation, short anaesthetic, and the Supralorin implant. Yeah. So if any obviously other costs are there, they would let you know what the costs would be. That's if they find anything on examination that requires medications or anything like that. Yes, so they'll do a full physical exam on her while she's in the consultation first, and they can let you know her body condition and if there's any concerns with her physical health. If you are wanting to know internally, like her internal health, like her liver and kidneys and stuff, that would have to be done through a blood test, which would be additional costs. Excellent. Now, did you want to have a think about it and give us a call back? It's something that we would do during the weekdays. We wouldn't look at doing it on the weekends just because we're not open that long and time of availability there to do the anaesthetic. But we can definitely do it during the weekdays. Yeah. At Friday, we are fully booked up. And then Monday is going to be a public holiday here, so we'll be back on Tuesday. Yeah, what I'll do, I'll just pop you on hold just to, now we've gone through all this, just to make sure we've got that 12-month one here, and we don't have to order it in. So let me just pop you on hold first. I won't be a minute. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased.
Are you there? Yep, no, we've definitely got some in stock here. And what I'll do once we make the appointment, I will put your little guy's name, or girl's name on it, should I say, so that it is hers and we won't use it. So if we have potentially seen you at Brighton before, we do have some records here from there for our avian cases. I'll just check that we haven't got you on file already. What's your surname that we would have? Yes. Ray, oh, here we go. And what's the bird's name, sorry? Princess, okay. We've got a Wilson here, but we don't have a Princess. Oh, okay, so I change Wilson's name to Princess now. I've got Ray Higgs. I don't have an address because that didn't pass over, but it is exactly the same phone number. And we've got wilsoncocky1641@hotmail.com. Yep. While I'm in this field, what's your address? So I can pop that on file. Yep. I'm saying Petrie. NE, that's right, that's what I've got here. Excellent. And I will change Wilson's name to Princess now. Yep. Oh, okay. Well, that's a good indication that she's a girl. Excellent. Okay. Now, for Tuesday, now, does Princess get any fruit or veggies or anything like that? Does she eat fruit or veggies at home, or just a seed or pellets? Yep, okay, no, that's okay. Just because she will need to have a light anaesthetic to pop that implant in, we just ask don't give any fruit or veggies that morning. It is best that we get her in the morning and potentially not give her any food for about an hour prior to the appointment, just so that she's her crop's nice and empty. So if I can make it early in the morning, would you be able to do a 9:40 appointment? And that would be with Dr. Vanessa? Okay. Yep. Tuesday the 12th, that is. No, that's okay. Excellent. If something does come up, just give us a call before then. Obviously not on Monday because we're not open. And we can definitely change that appointment for you. But just, as I said, don't give any soft fruit or veggies in the morning. And we'll do the health check first, and then we can go straight in and do the Super Lauren implant if she passes all her health check. What I will do, with your permission, I'll just give Marumba Downs a call just to get the history forwarded over from last year so we know exactly what she had. Is that okay? Is it under Higgs at Marumba Downs? Princess Higgs? Okay, I'll give them a call and get that history over. But I've got you all booked in then for 9:40 on Tuesday for the health check and Super Lauren implant. Yes? Yep. Yes, we can definitely do that for you. Potentially, yeah, well, it'd be about, I think it's about $40 for the nails, and yeah. A nails, the wing trim potentially would be done within the console, but yeah, the nails would be about $40. No, it can be hard, but yeah, if she's coming in, we can make sure, we use a Dremel just to help get all the sharp ends and everything off as well, and we can trim them for you definitely. Yep, 12. Wings and nails. Yep, no, definitely can do that. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. We can't comment on that one, unfortunately, but we'll trim them and use the Dremel just to get all those sharp ends and everything off them and the tips. We can obviously only trim them to the length that they can go because they do have a blood supply there. So we definitely will get all the sharp ends and tips off them for you. The whole thing would allow probably at least 40-50 minutes plus obviously the anaesthetic and everything, so I've allowed a good about an hour for the consult. Yeah, it'll probably be a little bit shorter, but yeah, definitely allowed that just because we need to do the anaesthetic as well and recovery time and everything. Yeah. Oh dear. Yeah, and fortunately, in this industry, emergencies do happen, and we try and run on time as best as possible. But obviously, if something like that does happen, we will advise you and you can make the decision what you would like to do. But yeah, we'll definitely try and stick to our appointment times. But if an emergency does come in, we'll keep you informed. Excellent. Well, we look forward to seeing you and Princess at 9:40 on Tuesday. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye.